Thorns. Well, yeah, look, I mean, it comes from, like you said, a lot of it comes from personal experience. And that's a good thing, because whatever you felt, you just mixing it up, whatever's inside you, and just throwing it back out. Meanwhile, how do you, like writers, I've had a lot of writers or songwriters on the show where they're very, as you said, calculated. And some, they're like, are you super hard on yourself when you do it? Or are you just kind of, hey, whatever happened, happened? Because there are some writers I've had on my show pretty much say, if the shit ain't Shakespeare, I ain't saying it. That's just what it is. If you can't feel the way I felt, well, why am I even doing it? Or do you just let it, you're the vessel, this happened to me, if y'all feel it, cool, if you don't, whatevs.
I'd say I'm kind of both those ways, just at different
points. I'm getting my Diane Sawyer on right now. I really am. Anytime you want me to ease up, this is the most serious I have been on this goddamn podcast.
No, this is good. All good questions. The reason I say that I'm kind of both is, like, at different parts of the process, because, like, I try to just write them and, like, let them come out, like, pretty quickly. I don't, like, go back and look at the lyrics over and over and over again and change the parts and stuff. Like, that stuff always kind of comes out at one time. But I am, I'm hard on myself more on, like the production aspects and, like, you know, just trying to make things perfect on that tip, and how, like, the recording sound and, like, how the shows go down and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and I have a lot, you know, because I have a lot of friends who do different artistic ventures, and I think a lot of times that shit's kind of destructive if you're too hard on yourself early in the process. And, like, not finishing things is bad, too, because, like, you got to get the work done. And I know that, you know, I can't sit down tomorrow and make the greatest record I'm going to make. I'm going to keep making records, and, you know, hopefully they're incrementally better or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't think it works like that. I don't think you could just, like, sit down and be like, I'm going to do the best thing ever right now, and I'm not going to stop until it's the best thing ever. You got to do what's going on with you at the time, you know.
Okay, and that goes back to this. Who defines the best? You can only, like, especially in your realm, because it's so fucking subjective. Because if I don't, oh shit, I have not went through, I've had some falls, but I have not went through that shit you went through on Fortune Solitude. Well, at least not at the same time, shit. Like, I mean, like, mine would probably be spaced off 3 albums and an EP or something. Like, it looked like the world was on your fucking shoulders when that happened. It was just like, yeah, we don't like James Lick. Like, we're gonna keep this going. But, like, that, if I haven't experienced that, it's not gonna be your thing. It's not, I'm just not gonna like your album. I'll take that back. It's not going to I may like it, but it's not just going to resonate to me. Meanwhile, there is someone going through something similar who can identify, like, oh, well, this happened, and this happened, and this happened. I can see where he's going through. So that just should encourage you to make more in which, or go out and live life for you to have more things happen, you know, so you can think about it. So mm-hmm. What about now, whenever you, you know, meet a girl or something, or you go out, hey, watch out, man, you do me wrong, I'll make an album off. Is that what Two days into it.
I wonder if people are thinking that. I wonder if chicks
That's why I asked the question. Like, 2 days into it. Hey, if you're going to break up, you better make it good. I got a deadline. I got a new album coming out.
You know, and it's like, you know, that's that record sounds really dramatic and shit, but, you know, I'm the hero of my own shit, so, you know, I left out all the bad parts about myself and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, it's...
No one's gonna buy the album I totally fucked up on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm just saying...
I would, you know, I had to think about it, I thought about it, I would buy the single if you just, hey, here's a point, where you said you're the hero.
Yeah.
What about the jerk? You technically were the jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're kind of not the hero, but you're in that weird middle line. Tell me a little bit about that.
About the jerk?
Yeah, because we already established 20 minutes in. That was a real shit. That was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me what you left out versus what's in there.
Well, the jerk wasn't exactly, you know, a lot of times I feel like I'll write a thing and I won't know exactly even what I'm talking about, like big picture what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of try to like wrap it up in like the poetry of it a little bit, but I feel like after it's done and after I put in the work and recording it and all that stuff and enough time's passed and I can like, you know, not stand so close to the painting, mm-hmm. I can look at it and I could be like, oh, like, yeah, that's about me, but that's also about, you know, my friend, and that's also about this other dude, and it's also about this other chick, mm-hmm. and like, you know, I can see the story in other people, you know, as well as in myself.
I get it.
So
the jerk is essentially Fight Club. I don't want to oversimplify your shit. I'm sitting in front of you, but
the jerk is the jerk. The jerk is Steve Martin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Good. Oh shit. That's a good pull. Yeah. Hey, I just pulled Fight Club because the whole movie, you thought it was fucking Tyler Durden running around getting my man into trouble. That was fucking him the whole time.
Right.
So yeah, like that little bit of projection. I get it. You're gonna be the hero and